and exhaust the options. Our shooting was, as what we say every night, we have great shooting. And if you help with Giannis, or if Dame gets to the paint, or Kuz gets to the paint, or Scoot, we get shots, and that's what happened tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies across the area today with a light southwest breeze under 15 and highs in the mid-30s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper teens. On Monday, mostly sunny, a south breeze will continue, highs in the upper 40s.
It's 3 at our studios.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority. I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please speak with me responsively the introit. Be a rock of refuge for me.
A strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress.
My eyes wasted from grief, my soul and my body also.
Make your face shine on your servant.
Save me in your steadfast love.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Be a rock of refuge for me.
A strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. And having set us free from the bonds of our sins, deliver us from every evil. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and gold. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you. Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to him trembling and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. Then Samuel said to Jesse, are all your sons here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You with your arm redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand for the singing of the Alleluia in the verse.
Alleluia, Alleluia. These things are new. Are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We speak together the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for our children's message at this time. Good morning, girls. It is a good morning. I'm glad to see you here this morning. We had our lesson from Luke chapter 18, and there was, it says, a blind man. Do you know anyone who is blind? What is it to be blind? What does it mean to be blind? What do we think? What would you say it is?
document.
All right, so when you're blind, you can't see, or maybe you only see shadows and it's all pretty dark. Right. Would that make things hard for you? If you were blind, would that be hard? Yeah. Would you want to be healed if there was somebody that could heal you from being blind? Yeah. That's what was going on in Luke. There was the blind man. It says he was sitting by the road, and he heard that Jesus was going to be passing by. And he was hoping that Jesus could heal him. And what did the crowd think when he cried out and when he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me"? Did you guys hear what the crowd did? Did they say, "Hey, Jesus, there's somebody over here that needs to be healed"? Is that what the crowd said? No. Rather, they told him to be quiet, to be silent. Have you guys ever been told to be quiet? Maybe during church? Yeah. There's times when we should call out, and there's times when we maybe should be listening more, right? But this was a time for that man to call out, because does God want us to call out to him with our needs and our wants? Do you think that's what God wants? Does God want us to call out to him, or does God want us to be silent?
Call out.
God wants us to call out to him. And we do that in prayer. We also do that as we are worshiping together, and we can do that in our songs. We call out to him with thanksgiving for those good things he's already given us and the good things that he's promised to us. We even can kind of call out to him when we have different needs, not just being blind, but any of the needs that we have in this world. And so we call out to God, and he hears us, and he will answer us as he knows to be best. So rather than being like the crowd who told them to be silent, what should we do when we see other people in need of the gifts that God has? Should we encourage them to call out to God? Yeah. So, join me as we call out to our Heavenly Father at this time in prayer. So fold our hands as we say our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
thank you for sending your Son Jesus.
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus.
And thank you for hearing all my prayers.
And thank you for hearing all my prayers.
Please help me call out to you.
Please help me call out to you.
Whenever I have need.
Whenever I have need.
And to be assured that you hear me.
And to be assured that you hear me.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for coming up this morning. Our congregation will be continuing and singing hymn 842.
Son of God, eternal Savior, source of
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon our text from 1 Samuel chapter 16. We see in 1 Samuel God at work. God has rejected Saul as king over Israel, and he is determined that there will be a new king, one who seeks after God and is faithful to God. And we hear on how we have the king chosen after Saul, how King David is selected. And it's not through a popular election that David is brought to the position of king, and it's not because of any competition that he's competed in and was able to win kingship. No, rather, we see it was the Lord who chose David to be king according to God's own desires, God's criteria. Who would you select to be king? Well, that's a good question. Who do we select to rule over us? We don't call them a king, but in our nation, we have different sort of laws and a different governance than a kingship. But if it were up to you, how and who would you select to be a king over the people? Some might select the way that Samuel kind of was inclined to think. Ooh, he says, when they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. Why did he say that? The Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I've rejected him. It wasn't because of how big he was. It wasn't because he was a big, burly guy that he could protect everyone. No, that wasn't it. It wasn't his appearance that God was selecting a king by. And the others, sons, they go past too. Until Samuel is left asking Jesse if there are any other sons, because Jesse's family had been invited and called to this feast, and well, there was one more, the youngest son, the one who is keeping the sheep. And well, Samuel told Jesse, bring him here, and then we will see, and then we can eat. So Jesse did as Samuel had commanded. He sent for his youngest son, David, and David came and was brought in before Samuel. And it does say that he has some good characteristics, ruddy and beautiful in eyes and handsome, but it wasn't for those attributes that God had selected David. It is said that David was a man after God's own heart, one who would seek the Lord, who would seek to faithfully follow where the Lord led him. Samuel anoints David in the midst of his brothers, and we hear this wonderful word. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. God blessed David by sending his Spirit upon him, a Spirit that would help him, the same Spirit that helps you and me. For God gives to you and to me his Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord we receive not when we are anointed with oil to be a king over the people, but we receive the Spirit of the Lord in our baptism. When God washes us clean of our sins, and his Spirit is placed upon us, you too have the Spirit of the Lord upon you. A Spirit very similar to the one that David had. Spirit that encourages you to follow God, to give him thanks and praise for all that you have received, to believe in the promises that you have received from God, our Heavenly Father. God cares for you. He loves you. And it is seen in the sending of his Spirit upon you. The Spirit that you receive is there to help you. It doesn't take control of you. It doesn't force you to do everything that God would desire, but rather it helps and prompts you to do those things that are good in the sight of God or Heavenly Father, to flee sin, to turn from evil, to walk in the way of the Lord, to seek after him all your days. It is a blessing that you and I are able to receive the Spirit of the Lord, that it dwells in us, that as we are faced by challenges in this world, as we face the grief of loss, as our bodies at times betray us and don't function as initially they did because of sickness and disease, we can look to the Lord. We can be filled with joy to know that God has selected us to be his own. God has chosen you. He has chosen me to be his children, to live with him forever, just as he had chosen David to be his servant, to lead his people in faithfulness and righteousness. The story of David is not always a story of good things happening, of no sins ever occurring in his life, even with the Spirit of the Lord upon him. David, he sinned, he did wrong, and yet he humbled himself. He turned back again to God, the Heavenly Father, repenting of his sins, seeking after God and the forgiveness that God desires to give. The forgiveness that God gives through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For on Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord did rest. For God sent his very own Son into the world so that you and I might be able to receive his Spirit. For yes, in holy baptism we receive the Spirit of the Lord, but more importantly, we receive the forgiveness of all of our sins that Jesus Christ won for you and for me when he died upon the cross. Today, we gather to worship and give our Heavenly Father thanks and praise that he has chosen us through his Son, Jesus Christ, to be his children, to live with him for all of eternity. No more sin, no more sickness, no more sorrows, no more death. Life everlasting, God has promised to those that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, encouraging you to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, prompting you to share that good news with others, may you be filled with the joy knowing that God is with you and God will be with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and firm minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O lover of the human race, have compassion on your baptized children. Renew us by your Holy Spirit that our lives would reflect the unfailing love we have in Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, you urge your church to be strong and fear not. Inspire us to trust your judgment and expect the renewal of this world. Strengthen our hands and knees to pray without ceasing and to perform the works you have prepared for us. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you see in secret. You chose David, least among his brothers, to rule in your kingdom. Put down the proud and exalt the humble to rule in our land, that we also may receive leaders who rule with integrity and humility after your own heart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Great physician, you promise eternal healing for all who look to you in faith. Until that day when all struggles are released, bestow health and support on your people, especially Glenn, Tracy, Leroy, and Perry. Strengthen us to live our days in peace according to your holy and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you gather us to this altar to receive his sacrificial banquet where the humble are exalted and no arrogant heart is welcome. Forgive our sins for his sake and bestow upon us who seek no worldly satisfaction this humble yet royal gift. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what you foretold through the holy prophets has been fulfilled and accomplished in the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son. You have set forth his passion and resurrection as the firm foundation and context for our faith. Have mercy on us and fix our eyes on the Son of David at all times, Give us courage to follow him through all adversity and every assault of the devil, and to view his passion with repentant hearts and delight. For by it you have redeemed us from all sin and evil. Comfort us and all who mourn the sin of this world and the death that we experience, especially the family and friends of Don Preisler. Comfort us with the certainty of Christ's resurrection, by which we have the confidence of eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, please be seated as we continue with the offerings. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God.
For God is the Spirit. Amen.
Please stand as we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy upon us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper, you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to to eat and drink his body, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Oh.